olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
Talo fa Delsa.
Ma lo sa foi ana fa te lo mo le avanoa.
Sa I fa mai mo mo se fa matalanga ile PICAA Inc. po le Pacific Islands Creative Arts Australia Incorporated. O le ale na fa la poto potonga.
Ia o le Pacific Island Creative Arts Australia o le mato fa poto potonga wa to nei tato ni le fitu tsa sanga tsalo mato. Masalele ni fa moe moe ole mato maftanga ole maftanga e o mato mai fa tasi o mato intangata pasifika ole o ye ia tale ni manga vaenia ta performing arts so a lot of actors directors my background is playwriting and screenwriting ole mato ta itaia ritasi o mantafa ya ole faipese It's Sona Le Kalesia, but she's also a PhD candidate for ethnomusicology. So it's Elena my fafo, my mato, your respective communities. It's Amafaye, Yayase, Mato, Mustanga, or my Fatasi Fangata, Leni Mangava. Yes, I any mato, Purkalameto, Fal, Yayata, Leni Mangava, Tanata Pasifika.
Elena Osamola, a Isi Tangata Maisia to Motul Pass, Fika Piotonga, Fiti, Papua New Guinea, Martin Ufapena.
Ye, Saolena, Famasalayane, or Mefina, Sophia Yanga Telena, Mato, Elefa, Uto, Jerry Mato of Tangata Samoa. I mower for Yavano Mato to. Nga lulu e whaata se manisi o mato tua ngane mau so mai sina atunu o Pasifika o inisi tau sanga mato nga lulu e whaata se ma indigenous o isi fo I artists aboriginal na talo sanga mai pe mawhai na mato atu e so soani ma mato contribute fo I lato o purkalame I tau musika so we're very lucky you know e le whapea na o tangata sa amua e ngā lulue whaatasi a mātou tangata na speaker ma mātou you know to sort of tau au whaatasi a wāle you know tau a veino fua o tangata na speaker in Australia
Delsa you speak Samoan very well but you are not Samoan born is that correct?
Very correct
and you've just said that you were a screenwriter you can answer this in English or Samoan if you want to, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. So oloi moa o Delsa Evasia Tuitia. I'm very proud. I'm one of very few born and raised here in Melbourne. No o mai o matua le valufa le tasangata siafe vasila o valufa.
Oh, so you're Australian born? Whānau I nei Vitoria ai le o New Zealand. Oh, right. Yeah.
So at that time, there's probably a lot of my very close childhood friends were first generation Australian born. So Yataita o tele I siasi awa o Samoa, ia wailo whika ko Samoa. Te ilonga whakoa o ngi whaalawe lawe, ia whakoa malama I po I Samoa. So I'm very lucky that my parents o lo tina o lea whinia le whewe au. Ia very strict upbringing, you know, sale ngango. Ia beo meia ngā mako whiola mai ai o mako laiki. Ba ele, you know, ele kukusa o mawhale a onga. You know, my upbringing is very different to my other brothers and sisters. E kaule le pa Samoa. That was my main goal, to become an artist that would showcase the diaspora. E se ale o langa te maitima maalo Samoa I nei Australia, ma fafo I New Zealand. I lole o langana, na feola mai e mato matua. So it's something that I was very proud that I had a lot of friends growing up who were creatives of colour. You know, it's a very known, it's a very well known fact. I Samoa, yeah, kelinga maka maka, yeah, ka ko kangaka yaka, you know, Bollywood films, I Samoa, pe amato atu o lewa maka maka o malaka fitingo. You know, e mawai fo inga I awa onga aisia kungo. You know, we learn about their culture, and you know the languages, small little sentences here and there. And growing up as a teenager, yeah. Wa fo ile si fa maungi ke le maka maka ya ka isia ai le fa ya ya mea onga pe ole nga nga a maka inga o fia fia ke le, you know, a lot of screenwriting and writing for culture.
So the kind of writing you're doing now, who do you write for, and what sort of material do you write about?
Yeah, as of the moment, I've switched to playing, so writing for stage rather than screen. And a lot of my writing right now is writing the diaspora. Mm-hmm. So the current piece I'm working on is women's roles, specifically young women and older daughters in the house, or I should say eldest children, you know, what it's like to be the eldest in any, I guess, say, any Pacifica family. There's a certain level of responsibility that's very different to what the younger children in the family are awarded. So a lot of mine is just exploring, my current writing is exploring, you know, this the push-pull relationship between, you know, trying your best to uphold these values and customs that our parents are trying their best to teach to us. But at the same time, we live in a very fast-paced, hybrid world. So, you know, if we sing our singa o nga ya kama fa yenka ko kalangwa mo sina lumanga imangwe ya ile fa pianga ma ko ko pulang kalavo ya nga fo ile fu nga ima ma fu nga ima ma ko ola ko ala nga fa male male o inga ma ko fa nga ngi ifafo.
Very interesting. So you write in English?
A bit of both. Mm. A bit of both. The goal is one day, that I could put on a full stage play in Samoan. The problem with that is a lot of my mentors are elders of the church. So, Fefe Owls, my spiritual father, Lesungaya Asafa Yosefa. But also, I would like to, you know, draw on the wisdom of, you know, our chiefs. But you know, beyanga malamalamal ko kile. Ese le level ay yung ikam ay kuskala. Malle level ay ikam ko. So you know, you have to respect that boundary as well. Even though it's for art research purposes, yeah, lord kame kile le me ko.
Okay, Spirit of Pacifica Festival. What is it?
So Spirit of Pacifica. This is an ensemble. Ensemble of Pacifica creatives, but more so the Pacifica community. So for about 6 years, the Spirit of Pacifica, or se maskanga yo mai fa kasiya iya kanga Pacifica, perform ya savavali ma fa alawi loa ya sanga se Pacifica ine melpone, masangi la no mato puto. I masina amatalia mai ya January o ya masia matsanga me mole fa moe moe leo le Mumba parade. It happens every year, a very big festival in Melbourne's CBD. Yeah, I tau sanga umai vala o lia I mato e festival e mato mai e fa fia fia lune parade.
So the Mumba Festival, is that an indigenous one, or is that a Victorian state-sponsored festival?
It is a Victorian state-sponsored festival. Our understanding is the word Mumba is an indigenous word. I do not recall what the meaning of it is, but from the best of my knowledge, it is something that the City of Melbourne fund and hold on for the whole state.
And Pacifics, what's that?
specifics o le nā fo'i o le si fo'i fa'a moe moe le nei wo mātou sāu ni atuai mātou mafutanga le Spirit of Pacifica. So Pacifics is a music festival that is directed by one of our Papua New Guinea brothers, Ari Leke. He's a very famous artistic and music director in Papua New Guinea. He was also responsible for directing the Commonwealth Games at Port Moresby. He's a very well-known drummer in Papua. And he and his wife, who's also First Nations, they own a music label called Gubba Music. So they have been commissioned by Arts Centre Melbourne to hold a music festival specifically for Pacifica artists and creators, which will be held at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on March 18th. So this is the second, and the hope is that this will be an ongoing music festival to invite a lot of Pacifica musicians and creatives here in Melbourne to celebrate on a platform that we don't usually take, you know, we don't usually get the opportunity to occupy a very well-known, I dare say, white space at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. So very exciting. And from the whole lineup, we are probably one of three community acts. So it's a very big blessing that we get to come exactly as who we are and share the stage, you know, to showcase Pacifica people. But also we get to share the stage with very famous artists. And we have Kaz Tialo, Lisa Lanialo. We have people who we listen to every day, and we get to share the stage with them. But, you know, share our Pacifica culture in a very white space. So I'm very, very, very excited.
Now, do you want to call out or to reach out to any Pacifica artists or dancers to take part or to be part of Pacific Islands Creative Arts Australia Inc?
Absolutely. Pacifica, anyone, we are very open. We love projects. And I think in the arts industry as well, specifically here in Melbourne, all it takes is a conversation. So if there's anything that people would like to do, or if you would like to join Spirit of Pacifica for this year, we have the member parade will be taking Monday 13th of March and Pacifics on Saturday 18th of March. But the Moomba and Spirit of Pacifica are completely open. It's not just for performers. If you're just someone who just wants to wear, you know, if you've got a pulikasi you want to wear, a mu'umu'u, or something that you want to wear and just walk with your people to, you know, celebrate to Melbourne City who you are, it's absolutely open. So Pika Inc's pages are all on Facebook. We have our website, and we're also on Twitter and Instagram. So it's always open, and I really hope that this is the beginning of something, not just here in Melbourne, but around Australia. There are a lot of amazing creative artists, and not just outside of schools, but our next generation. It's amazing, you know, the art of TikTok. You see like a teenage girl singing or a teenage boy drawing. I think it's something that we should really open the conversation and our minds to, you know.
Delta Evotia Tuita. Thank you so much for talking to SBS Samoan.
Toi fia fa'afofonga I nisi tala fa'apea? Fa'afofonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po'o fea lawa e mawailau podcast.